an AppleViz original.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I just go by the name of Not a Mouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you the accessibility features you will find within iOS 14. Of course, this is not all the new features you will find in iOS 14. There are many more to find as you dive into it yourself. I know that you're eager and excited to get your hands on iOS 14. So without further ado, on with the show. Headphone accommodation helps you hear better. This is a feature that you find in accessibility. In the hearing segment, there's the audio and visual. Double tap that and go into the headphone accommodation.
Headphone accommodations on.
Now, for myself, it's on. When you turn this on for the first time, you will be presented some steps that you will be able to hear certain music, and it will ask you what sounds better. So you get option A, does this sound better? Option B, does this sound better? But once you go through this process, that you'll see.
Customize the audio for supported Apple and Beats headphones by adjusting the settings below or through custom audio setup. Custom audio setup button.
If you want to redo the process, you go here.
Tune audio 4, heading.
And we have three options here.
Balance tone.
We have balance, which is the entire frequency range.
Vocal range.
Vocal range, which is my voice and vocal only. You can adjust that frequency alone.
Selected. Brightness.
And then you have brightness. Those are the three options you can pick from. So brightness is the high frequency. So let's give you an example of what it says for brightness.
Optimizing for brightness will boost high frequencies. Level. Moderate. Adjustable.
And then from here, you have three adjustments you can make per option. So right now it's to moderate. If I go down.
Slight.
You have slight. And you go up.
Moderate.
Moderate.
Strong.
And strong.
Moderate.
I'll keep it back to moderate. That's how I like it. And that is the headphone accommodation. Sound recognition helps you hear important things. This can be found in accessibility under hearing segment. There's now the sound recognition. Double tap that.
Sound recognition off.
Double. And you can just double tap this to turn on. We'll take up 5.4 megabit of space on your phone to make this work.
5.5 MB used. Dimmed. Your iPhone will continuously listen for certain sounds, and using on-device intelligence, will notify you when sounds may be recognized. Sounds. 14. Button.
You have 14 different sounds you can pick from. Double tap this.
Alarms. Heading.
So they're broken up in different categories.
Fire. On. Siren. On. Smoke. On. Animals. Heading. Cat. On. Dog. On. Household. Heading. Appliances. On. Car horn. On. Doorbell. On. Door knock. On. Water running. On. People, heading, baby crying, on, shouting, on.
This gives you a pretty good wide range of things that you can turn on and off for sound recognition. Real-time TTY will now allow you to multitask. If you are a TTY user, when this option is on, it is now multitask able. With this feature, that means when you're in TTY, you no longer have to be on that page to do TTY. You can go off the screen, go to other apps, bring it up, and when the TTY is intercepted or being sent to you, it will pop up as a display that TTY is available, and you will be able to see what that person is saying in real time. FaceTime detects sign language. So if you're in a FaceTime group with a group of people, and one of those people or more are deaf, they will now see a predominant bubble when a sign language is detected. For those that are blind, you may not know this feature. This, what happens is that the person that is talking in a typical older FaceTime feature, that predominant bubble appears for them. So that person that's speaking pops up. Now, your iPhone will detect if sign language is being used, then it becomes a predominant bubble. Helps our deaf people out there. Real-time headphone audio level measurement. This is a new feature or a new widget you can find under the control center. Obviously, you have to turn this on under settings, but once you get that set, you go to the control center, and we're going to go down to hearing devices.
Hearing devices. Okay. Button.
And at this
double
time,
tap.
It is set to OK, meaning that you are in an acceptable range of hearing. It is a button. So if you double tap that item, it will go into more options for you to do and use, such as live listening, and it will tell you exactly what decibel level that you are hearing. Improve recognize description for images and photos. Now under setting accessibility, voiceover, you'll find voiceover recognition. Double tap that.
Voiceover recognition, heading.
And in here, you will get provided by three different things you can choose to turn on and off.
Using on device intelligence, your iPhone will automatically improve the accessibility of apps, images, and text. Image descriptions, on button.
So if you want image description to be able to describe more and improve better feedback, turn this option on.
Your iPhone will speak descriptions of images and apps and on the web. Screen recognition, on button.
Screen recognition is a new item.
Your iPhone will automatically make apps more accessible by recognizing items on the screen.
Therefore, it will recognize things may have had missing elements before, will help you improve those.
Text recognition, on. Your iPhone will speak descriptions of text found in images.
And the last one is text recognition. So if you want text to be recognized within images and videos, leave that option on.
Feedback style, play sound, button.
And then you have the last option to change the different options. The cool part about this is that not only will make certain apps more accessible because you have the screen recognition turned on, but also I've noticed during a video or a movie that if there's a text within it, it will read that text. Pretty cool. A note to make, a screen recognition is only available for 10S and later devices, including the SE 2020. Backtap feature is now included in touch gestures. Under accessibilities, under voiceover, down to commands and to touch gestures, you're now given two new options for touch gestures for backtap. I'll show you what that is.
Backtap, heading.
You now have the backtap options. If you swipe to the right,
double tap the back of your iPhone, home.
You have double tap back, which I have assigned to home.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone, magic tap.
And you have the option to triple tap the back tap, meaning that if you tap the back of your device twice, in my case, it's going to home, and if I triple tap the backside, it will perform the magic tap gesture. You can assign that to anything you want that's available within the touch gesture. A note with this feature is only available for phones that are 10S and later, and that includes the SE 2020. Voice control gets new voices. That's right. If you're an English-speaking person and you would like to see the new voices, you can find this now under accessibility, go under voice control, and then find languages.
Language, English.
And double tap here.
Ready to use, heading.
And to the right here, you'll find two new English voices for your voice control.
Selected, English, United States. Available for download, English, United Kingdom. English, India.
Those are the two new voices. And also to note that you are able to do more voice over controls that you weren't able to do before with voice control. New improvements to the magnifier. All right, this is going to be a great little segment for those that are low vision. Now, bear with me. I am blind on this, but I'm going to show you what I know of. So here we go. First of all, when you turn magnifier on, it will now create a standalone magnifier app. Yes, it's got its own app now. So I'm going to go to the magnifier app itself.
Magnifier.
And from here, we'll do one finger double tap to open up the magnifier.
Magnifier. Viewfinder.
The first thing you're going to see, and from what I understand, that the zoom slider has improved. It's better and easier to see. They have also included the brightness and the contrast right in the front of the magnifier. So let's go to that.
Brightness. 50% button.
There's brightness.
Contrast. 50% button.
And the contrast. So that is now located on the magnifier itself to make it a little bit easier for yourself. And the other thing I want to show you under something called settings.
Settings button.
Double tap.
Customize controls. Heading.
You can now customize controls how you want the toolbar to show up and how it's minimized. You can move things around. You can add things and remove it.
Brightness. Reorder brightness button.
Not only can you move things around, but if you swipe up,
move down,
you can move things down,
remove,
remove it.
Activate. Default.
And activate it. And that is the same for moving up, etc. Now, the last one I want to show you here is down at the bottom.
Other controls.
Is heading. Other controls. Have you ever found yourself, there's so many different filters, and I wish I could just select the ones I want and the ones I don't want. Not a problem. Now, under this, you go to the right.
Filters. Button.
Just double tap on this filter.
Selected. No filter.
Now, this gives you the list of all the type of filters.
Grayscale. Selected. Rep. Selected. Yellow and black. Selected. Yellow and blue.
Now, you recognize it says selected if you're using VoiceOver. Otherwise, it's just highlighted. And if you want to deselect something.
Yellow and blue.
Double tap it, and that filter will not be shown in your filter list. That should make your life a lot easier. Let's show you one last thing I want to show you. Get out of here.
Customize controls. Customize. Done. Button.
We're going to hit done so we can get out of here.
Viewfinder.
And now I'm going to go to the very bottom.
Enter multi shot button.
As this button states, you have multi shots options here. This is very much like the freeze. Are you familiar with the freeze? As you go to the freeze, it gives you one shot of the image and then you can kind of zoom in and see what you want. This allows you to do multiple shots so you can view different shots that you have and magnify. Supports for Braille with Braille auto panning. This new feature allows user pan across larger amount of Braille text without having to press a physical pan button on your external refreshable display. Capturing your photo and video to easily search for them. Now, note that this is not just strictly for accessibility item, but definitely will help us in terms of finding pictures easier. And so I thought I'd put this in the accessibility section or segment for this podcast. So basically, you just go to your photo album, find the photo of choice.
Live photo, June 3rd, two people posing for a photo in front of a wooden building.
So here's a photo with two people standing in front of a building. Obviously, that's myself and my wife in front of a ex-president of ours is President Truman's home. So if I want to caption that, double tap this.
Live photo, June 3rd, library, back button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Live photo, June 3rd, actions available.
Actions available, so swipe up.
Show details.
Show details, double tap that.
Add a caption, text field.
Now we can add a caption here.
Insertion point at end.
I'll go ahead and use Siri here. Angela and Thomas in front of ex-president Truman's home.
Upon inserted Angela and Thomas in front of ex-president Truman's home.
That's right. Now we hit done.
Done. Button. Done. Edit. Button.
And out of here.
Library. Back button. Live photo. June 3rd. Two people posing for a photo in front of a wooden building.
And then we're back to the photo. Now, obviously, the caption didn't appear. That's okay. Because now, under search, the bottom right.
Tab bar. Search. Photos. People. Places. Search field.
Yeah,
double tap. Search field is editing.
You can search for any caption that you have placed on any of the photos and videos you got. So I'll go put Angela down. Angela. And do a search.
Inserted Angela. Search. Angela. Search field.
Now it's going to bring up all the photos I have captioned with Angela. In this case, it's just one.
Angela. Search field. Cancel. Button. One photo. Heading.
Okay. Go to the right.
See all. Button. Live photo. Captions. Heading. Angela and Thomas in front of ex-president Truman's home. One. Button.
And there it is. And those are the features you can find in iOS 14. Of course, there's more to find in iOS 14. So enjoy and dive right in there. And let us know. Leave a comments on this podcast and what you found that others might find it interesting and noteworthy. Also, and last, stay tuned with AppleViz. I will be presenting lots and lots of how-to features you can use with iOS 14. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleViz.com.